is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 9th of October, 2011. It's the birthday of Belva Plain, born Belva Offenberg, New York City, 1915, graduated from Barnard, degree in history. She wrote multi-generational family sagas of Jewish immigrants. And though the critics were not always kind to Belva Plain's books, one of them called the books easy, consoling works of generous spirit, fat with plot and sentiment, thin in nearly every other way, and almost invisible in character development. Nonetheless, readers loved them, and they were all bestsellers. Her first book, Evergreen, published in 1978, was made into a miniseries in 1985. It was a big bestseller. She wrote longhand in spiral notebooks, and she produced a novel about every year or so. It's the birthday of John Lennon, born Liverpool, England, 1940, during a German air raid. His mother, Julia Stanley, was a free spirit, married a sailor named Freddie Lennon on a whim. Freddie managed to be gone most of the time, and Julia gave the little boy to her sister Mimi to raise. He didn't show much musical inclination as a child, but he did love drawing and reading. He loved Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and The Wind in the Willows and the Just William stories by Richard Crompton. He was bright, often in trouble in school, and when Elvis Presley came on the scene in 1956, it became the focus of the boy's life. When he was 17, John Lennon formed his own band, the Quarrymen, and soon after that, Paul McCartney, and then George Harrison joined. And by 1960, they were calling themselves the Beatles. Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear, entitled Jane. Jane, the old woman across the street, is lugging big black trash bags to the curb. It's snowing hard, and the bags are turning white, gradually disappearing in the storm. Jane is getting ready to put her house on the market and move into a home of some sort, a facility. She's just too old to keep the place going anymore. And as we chat about this on the sidewalk, I'm thinking, I'm so glad this isn't going to happen to me. It seems like a terrible fate to drag out your trash bags and then head for a facility somewhere. And all the worse to be old in a facility. But then that's the whole reason you go in there in the first place. But the great thing about being me, I'm thinking, as I continue my morning walk around the block, is that I'm not going to a facility of any sort. That's for other people. I intend to go on pretty much as I always have, enjoying life, taking my morning walk, then coffee and the newspaper, music and a good book, Europe vaguely in the summers. Then another year, just like this one, on and on, ad infinitum. Why change this? I have no intention of doing so. What Jane is doing, growing old, taking out her ominous black trash bags to vanish terribly in the snow, getting ready for someone to drive her to the facility, that may be her idea of the future, which I totally respect, but it certainly isn't mine. A poem titled Jane by George Bilgear and used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.